question to you this morning, this afternoon, is this. What is it that you are hoping for this Christmas? How would you answer it? Would you answer it similar to the people that we've just seen? Would it be similar to that? What gift are you wanting this year? Are you waiting on and hoping for? Or would you answer it similar to those people about family? Or was it more in the, like in the first one about presents and gifts? I understand that this is the top present this year. This is the T-Rex Untamed Fingerling that is meant to be the top present underneath a Christmas tree this year. If you're not into that, you might be into this. I had to buy this for my nephew. This is slime. Slime is a big gift this year. We heard it earlier, didn't we, in the first video. Have I got any Lego fans? Anyone like making Lego? Anyone like Harry Potter? If you like Lego and Harry Potter, this is up your street. This is a Lego Hogwarts. A Lego Hogwarts. If you haven't got it, parents, go out and get it. It's only £100, that's all. It's fine. What about a drone? Anyone want a drone? No, we won't go there. So what is it that you are hoping for this Christmas? So shout out to me, and I'll throw you a sweet because I've got loads. What is it that you are wanting this Christmas? Shout out. Okay, maybe not shout. Maybe put your hand up. A what? Pigs in blankets. Oh, nice. Yeah, if you could. Go for it. What would you like? A fingerling. So a fingerling is on the list. You can have one.
What do you want? A Paw Patrol truck.
I've wanted one of those.
And it's got two side bikes, and the back can actually come off, and it's a police one, and there's a police helicopter.
Wow. Have you got all that, Jackie?
Wow, that is impressive. Go one more, John. John's going to choose someone.
A Kindle.
A Kindle. A to read on or to play on?
To read.
To read. To read. Oh, sorry, didn't get one. There you go. There you go. Personally, I'm hoping for a big lunch. I do enjoy a big lunch. You might be someone simple. You might only want a stocking this year. Something simple. Although, for many of the little people here, it was all about, wasn't it, presents and fingerlings and different other gifts like that. I remember when I was a child, I would sneak downstairs. I would feel the presence in the middle of the night, work out, what is it? Did they get me what I wanted? Did they get me my Nokia 3310? And just feel it. Is that what it is? My wife, however, she went a little step further in the middle of the night. She would go downstairs. She would feel the present. Is it so-and-so said present? And then what she would do, she would unwrap the present, go ahead and play with it, or wear it, depending on what said present was. She would then go one step further, and she would rewrap the present, put it back under the tree. Paper might not have been the same, didn't bother her one bit. And then, due to her brilliant acting skills, was able to pretend that she was surprised at the gift that she had been given that year. Yeah, so that's what she would do, a bit of a step further. But, I'm just rearranging my notes, sorry. However, when we get a little bit older, our responses change, don't they, to something a bit more like the ones that we saw in the video earlier. It is less about the presents, and it is a bit more about the time together. It's more about the relationships. It's obvious that the answers were based around family in the second video, about spending time together. Ultimately, it was about relationship, wasn't it? That's what it was all about. When we were younger, my wife and I, when we sneaked downstairs, what we were doing there was trying to find out what we were getting. It wasn't because we were excited about spending time with our family the next day. It was all about what gift am I going to get. However, the older that we get, the more it changes, doesn't it? It's more about time together. And we realize when we get to adulthood that it's the time where we realize that all of those things, all of those presents that we long for, they don't bring contentment at all. They don't bring that lasting joy. I'm afraid kids, fingerlings, they break, unfortunately. Anyone wanting an iPhone, they go out of date, as do, as he said, Nintendo. I loved that answer earlier. Yeah, that they go out of date as well. They become ancient history. The reality is, whoever we are, we all crave and we all desire a relationship as our top gift this year. That's what we're all wanting. Whether we're doing that consciously or subconsciously, without what we're being aware of it or not, we are all wired that way. You know why? God made us that way. God knows that we are wired in such a way that he knows what we truly need and what will truly bring us happiness this Christmas is a relationship with him. And that's why Christmas exists. It exists to restore our relationships. There's a verse in Galatians which says this. It says, it sums up why Christmas exists and the gift of Jesus was sent. When the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. In other words, what it is saying that there was once a time when God and humans, we were in good relationship with God. We were in good relationship together. But there was that classic and that tragic breakdown which sometimes happens at Christmas time, doesn't it? And we see all the time these days. And what we try to do is we try to replace that relationship with God, that fulfilling relationship with God, with stuff and with status. And as always, the case is that those things, they can't replace that relationship that we really need. But that's why Christmas exists. Christmas exists because God knew what we needed. He knew what was best for us. He sent Jesus, his son, into the world to be born to Mary and sought out our relationship with him. You know what? We were the ones who abandoned God. It wasn't God who abandoned us. It wasn't the other way around. We were the ones who ruined the relationship with our own selfishness. So we should have been the ones to take a step forward to try and restore the relationship. But it wasn't. It was God. It was God that took action. It was God who made the move. Jesus was born in a manger. He lived the perfect life and he died on a cross so that we could have and we could be part of God's family. We could have relationship with God again. And this is the point. This is the moment where God makes his game-changing move. Are there any chess players? Any chess players? I am utterly useless at chess. There is a point in chess where you can move your piece and it changes the game, where you get to say those brilliant words, checkmate. I was playing once, the only time I've played, and I made I was playing a child, a 10-year-old, and he made a move. And he made his move from, I think he moved his queen to d8 or whatever the move is. And he said, checkmate. He had made his move. And there was no going back for me. I had lost to a 10-year-old. Right? And this is the moment. This is the point where God makes his move, his game-changing move in history. God coming down to earth. Emmanuel, God with us. So what does that mean for you? That means that you can rely on God. That God is relatable to you. He understands the situations that you face in life. You can approach him. You can approach God. It's well researched that Christmas has the potential to magnify your life, either in a good way or in a bad way. It's either a time of generous giving or great greed about, oh, what can I get this year? Every year it's always, oh, what can I get? What will I get? This is quite sobering. Heads up if you're married. More people have relational problems, more tension, more separation and more divorce at Christmas than at any other time of year. And it's stress, isn't it? It's supposed to be a happy time where we're all jolly and everything's fine. There's no relational issues, but that's not the case, is it? It's, in reality, it's a time of stress. In fact, on the 11th of December, it is statistically the day in which most people break up. Another article says that 1 in 3 men are depressed during Christmas. It's depressing to even read. I was reading it thinking, well, that would be me. The other thing, more people are more alone at Christmas than at any other time of year. You see on Facebook posts of crackers, or you look on an Instagram slide and you see this fancy picture of a meal and everyone happy. But you know what? There is mess behind that. We live in a messy, messy world, and there is mess behind that. But there's some good news. There's some good news, however. The God of heaven, he comes down into a messy stable. He comes down to hassled parents who have nowhere to rest, nowhere to sleep. And that's the context that Jesus is born into. He comes to clear up our mess and support us in our mess. That really is God with us, isn't it? He knows what it is to know life firsthand, to know the mess and the difficulties that come in life. God, he can identify with you and you can approach him. That's great news. There's a book in the Bible called Hebrews, and this is what it says. For we do not have a high priest, it's referring to Jesus, who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, you might be a Christian this afternoon, you might not be a Christian. Yeah. However much family you have, however much family you don't have, yeah, you can come and you can be adopted into God's family. You can join his family. You can find a deep and lasting relationship that will last forever and ever and ever. And we can rely on him. Yeah, because he empathizes with us and we can approach him. Also, this Christmas, as we enjoy it, and we might enjoy it with our family, we might miss our family this Christmas. Whenever you are mindful of the importance of family, don't forget, but remember. You can remember the reason why Christmas exists. It is because God is so aware of the importance of family in enjoying our Christmases and our Christmas experiences and our lives. And as you open your stockings in 2 days' time, or you tuck into your pigs in blankets, whatever traditions that you have, remember the reason the gift of Jesus was sent and the privilege that we have available to us, the privilege that we are invited into God's own family. We can come into his family. Don't separate your enjoyment of family or missing family from the joy and the opportunity that you have of being invited into God's family. Remember what God has done for you. Finally, you can respond. You can respond and receive. The truth is that God, he's fully behind that Christmas is all about family. It's interesting, the guy in the second video said he thinks the religious bit's there, but he thinks it's all about family. Actually, God, he's completely behind that sentiment of Christmas is all about family. He's so into it that he went to the cross to restore our relationship with him, to restore our family relationship with him. That's the reason that Christmas exists, because of the gift of family. It said it, didn't it, in Galatians, a book in the Bible, because God sent his son, we might receive adoption as sonship. some practical ways you may wish to respond are this. As a church, this is our new venue. We have only recently moved into this building, and we meet here every Sunday at 10 o'clock. And it would be great to see some faces again. It would be great to have you again. You can keep coming along, keep digging in, and please come and be part of us, whoever you are. You can also find out, particularly, it's also in the What's On form, about our Life Changer Sunday on the 20th of January. On that morning, we're going to be hearing stories from people about how this relationship with God has affected their life and how it's changed their lives. Or if you wish to, you can chat. You can chat to me, or you can chat to whoever brought you this morning. If you feel that you need to respond or you need to receive God's offer into your life today, this opportunity of love and of relationship with Him. So we're going to stand together now. We're going to stand and sing our final carol. And as we do, we're going to pray just before, and I'll explain a few little things. So if you want to stand with me. I'm going to pray, and then we will sing. Join me if you feel comfortable. Thank you, God, for reuniting us with you, for allowing us to have a relationship with you. That one gift that we, whether we realize it or not, that one gift that we need in our lives, that one gift that we crave so much above all the other gifts this Christmas. Help us, God, to remember you as we enjoy Christmas, as we enjoy our families. Help us to remember that you are so up for families enjoying themselves, and you love it. Help us to remember you during it. And I pray, Lord, that we will respond and that we will receive your gift this afternoon. We pray. Amen.